The key to vain reasonings is to realize that it's vain, it's blasphemous to sit and argue about truth. And we need to repent. We need to repent for arguing about truth. Okay? Is that easy enough? And then we need to agree we're not arguing anymore. We're closing the door. If the Bible says it, I believe it. I don't have to see it yet. God may have to take me through some deliverance. I may go through some trials. I'm not saying I'm going to have an instant thing. I am saying he has said, it is written. Is that not how Jesus defeated the enemy when he tried to give him a reprobate mind? Not in some formula. What was Jesus doing? I'm not reasoning with you, and I'm not taking a reprobate mind. Vain reasoning. Back and forth. Doubt. This and that. You just start saying to yourself, you believe it because it's written. It is written, I'm healed. That settles it. The when and the how, devil, I'm not talking with you about. Quit talking to the devil, unless you're just telling him to get away. Do you see what I'm saying? God has not given me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Therefore, I know where the spirit of fear is. God didn't give it to me. Therefore, I know he's going to get it out of me. All right, vain reasoning. So we're going to get rid of that, all right? Okay, their undiscerning hearts was darkened. How many people want their heart to be pure? Okay, let me see this. This is good. If your undiscerning heart is darkened, first of all, the heart is not talking about the thing that pumps. It's talking about your spirit. It means that your spirit has been darkened. Let's look up the word darken. I just like to do this thing like this. Darken. To grow dark. Whoa. To become gloomy. All right, listen to this, though. To make less clear. What does O-B-S-C-U-R-E? Obscure. Which means to not be clear, right? Make it fuzzy to cover over, okay? To taint, to tarnish. Listen to this. To cast a gloom over. Ew, I'm going to look up gloom. I have this dictionary at home that's the really old, old one. And it is so spiritual. It's really cool. But it's too big and too delicate to bring. Folks, if it casts a gloom over, doesn't that sound like a demonic thing is placed over your spirit? Gloom. Ha, here we go. Okay. To look, feel, or act. S-U-L-L-E-N. Oh, man, I don't want to look that one up. Okay, here's what. To become overcast. To make somber, murky. What's this word? D-E-S-P-O-N-D-E-N-T. Despondent. What is that? Come on, Miss Dictionary. Despondent. What's that? Hopeless. Can't. Does this sound like, if you get this cast over your spirit, doesn't it sound like depression? No hope. Oh, we're good tonight. Okay. We don't want to leave anything out. We want to get this guy out of you guys. Okay. Now. Okay. So. When your heart has been darkened, this is spiritual law. Your heart is darkened. Oh my gosh, this is good. Your heart is darkened because you didn't believe truth. And you bought a lie from the devil instead of believing what God's word said, even if you didn't understand what his word said. But also, if you take this from before, you begin to reason with the enemy. When you begin to reason with the enemy, when you begin to entertain thoughts from the enemy, a demonic spirit is cast over your spirit. You're basically cursed. That will cause you to not be able to respond, to think clearly, to bring confusion, to feel hopeless, to feel depressed, to feel like you can't respond correctly to God, to lose your hope, to be discouraged. Well, I just wrote most of your journals. Isn't this cool? All right. So we're going to start with this. We may not get to the other. We'll see. Okay. So what we want to repent of is vain reasonings. We want to repent of reasoning with the devil and agreeing with the devil and even speaking to the devil in the sense of letting him try to talk us out of truth. Okay? We want to repent of not going to God's word as truth. We need to repent because the word's been here since every one of us has been born, especially in America, and it's been in our local bookstores. It's not God's fault that we didn't read it. and believe it. I didn't even know you were supposed to open it. The whole time I went to church, nobody ever opened it. I'm serious. Let me say this. If you bought into doctrine, such as Catholicism, that says you're to pray to saints, ooh, reprobate, darkened heart, yes, vain reasonings, yes, that you can't read the Bible yourself or you'll be confused when it's written just for you. If you bought into any other false doctrine, it can go more extreme than Catholicism, to Mormonism, to Jehovah's Witness, to New Age. All these vain reasonings, all these things where you let the devil reason you out of truth, okay? The Bible says, from what I'm reading, that there is a spirit that then is cast, a gloom, a depression. Depression is placed over your spirit man. Because your reprobate mind, you were given up to a reprobate mind because you didn't understand who God was, know that he wouldn't reject you, love him for what the world even shows you, even nature shows you how good he is, but what Satan did to you in your childhood, what he did to you using other people, caused you not to understand God, not to believe God. There's no condemnation in Christ. You just got to unravel it. Then from there, you begin to have vain reasonings where you did not believe what God said, either about you or about him or about his son or about salvation. You begin to buy lies from man, lies from demons. And in this place of reasoning with the devil, not just going to the word of God for truth and having it ever settled, yes and amen, because of that, a spirit of heaviness, depression, gloom has darkened you because you did not discern correctly that what you were really doing was agreeing with the devil. Now, let me say this. People who moved into a religious spirit where you thought you were hearing God, but it wasn't God, you got this big time. And there's a scripture that says, when the light within you becomes dark, how dark is that darkness? Because you went after spiritual things with the wrong motive, with the wrong heart. You were trying to prove something about yourself, get somebody to recognize you, whatever, instead of going after God for God. And in that place, you got into deception. And boy, you got this big time. You buy into doctrine of man. I think one of the biggest ones, I'm called by God and I don't care what it costs me, is to expose the covering doctrine. I'm not giving the place of Jesus Christ to any man, woman or child. Why would you? I heard someone say just this week at a conference, and it was really, I'd be glad you didn't go. But I heard someone say, they did this prayer for everyone who wanted to get married, which I think is witchcraft. But in that they said, God will be your husband until he brings a husband along. Oh, come on, God, be a substitute until the real thing comes along. Yeah. Folks, if I got to give up Jesus Christ as my husband for a natural husband, I would rather be like Paul. The awesome thing is God will be my husband and I can be intimate and one with him as a spiritual truth. And my natural marriage will reflect that because I'll be led by the Spirit in my natural marriage. But there's not an exchange as if the natural husband takes the place of God in my life. When he says, I will be a husband to the husbandless, he's talking there about, I'll provide for you. I'll make sure your kids are taken care of. I'll give you food and all these things. But let me tell you this little secret. If God brings a natural husband along and he begins to do those things, guess who's still doing it? God is still doing it. He's just doing it through somebody else. It's not one or the other. What he is saying in that scripture is, I'll take care of you. You don't need a human being. Don't get your needs met in people. Let me be everything you need. Be complete in me. And if in that I choose to bring a person into your life for my purposes and my glory, that's a good thing according to the Bible, then so be it. But if I don't, it shouldn't matter. Let's go on to 22. Let's do a bunch while we stand up. Professing to be wise, they became foolish. I changed the glory of the incorruptible God into likeness of an image of corruptible man, birds, four-footed animals, and creeping things. Because of this, well, when they change the glory, first of all, basically, it's when you make God into your image. Well, I don't think God would have a hell. I used to believe that. I know it's horrible. Reprobate. How do I know there's a hell? The Bible says so. It's almost like you say you're superior to God's wisdom because he's loving. He couldn't have a hell, but he's holy. People are made in his image. Your spirits, you cannot just die. You have to go somewhere, and you cannot go into the presence of the Lord with sin that's not covered by the blood of Jesus. It's a fact. It's a spiritual law. It's straight out fact. Doesn't make God meaner than you. It's just truth. But it's fair truth because he made a way for every one of us to be with him forever. And it's a reprobate mind that wants to argue that. Well, I just don't think God could send. This is when you hear, well, I just don't think it's fair that only Christians go to heaven. And I'm like, you don't get it. It wasn't like you're born a Christian. Every human being has the same potential to accept Christ and become a Christian. That's the part that puts the Holy Spirit in you, which is the part that connects you with God forever. It's not like a people group. It's not a people group. I was born a Christian. No, you weren't. You were born a sinner. You were going to hell as much as it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you're in a Christian, quote, nation. That's not what saves you. So I tell people, no, Jews can go to heaven and Muslims can go to heaven and Iranians, everybody can go to heaven if they become a Christian, period. That's what it means to be a Christian. Christ in me. That's what gets me in. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. It's truth. But everyone can be saved. It wasn't just picked out for a few people. He died for everyone. What? Do you have some reprobate ideas going on back there? Okay. So we need to repent. If we've ever made God in our image. One thing that God showed me about the movie Jesus Christ Superstar that was blasphemous is we really made him. It was much more about lust. That was a good-looking guy playing that role. And it was meant to draw you that way. Even the way that Mary sang that song to him in that movie. Even some of those things. So there's a blasphemous element that we were trying to make him in our image. Now let me say, Jesus Christ became a man and dwelt among us. But he really lived a holy life. There was no lust. There was no seduction. There wasn't the things in this world that we're drawn to. It was just the love of the Father. I'm just giving you some ideas of how we've hooked in to some blasphemy, how we've hooked into some things. As I was watching the Passion movie, the Lord said to me, anything that you've seen which has been pure entertainment that's based on the cross is wrong. This was never made to entertain you. It should be made to reveal truth. And I repented for anything that I've done in the way of entertaining that in a sense belittled the cross and the Lord. And I began to see, wow, he is not for entertainment. I mean, in that movie, I could not eat my popcorn and drink once it started. It just seemed disgusting. Don't feel convicted unless he convicts you. And if so, repent. Because you're not supposed to be sitting there munching and chowing, going, wow, what a great flick. When people say, did you like it? What do you mean by like? Was I entertained by it? No. Did I see what my Lord went through to the best that God could, or God has anointed anyone up to this point in time to reveal the suffering that he went through for me? Yes. The cool thing too is because I've seen the Lord, I couldn't see that guy as the Lord. And so I'm not seeing this guy that was in the movie in my head, in my quiet time, like I did after I watched Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus does not have blue eyes and blonde hair. He's Jewish. And so I repented for seeing him.